Welcome to day 15 of our 21-day healing journey. Today, we're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith, and our focus in the love, grace, and goodness of our God. So be still. Try to switch off from the busyness around you. Take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. Today we're reading 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. What's interesting is that in Scripture, in the Greek, often stripes is the word for lash. Stripes is the marks placed on Christ's body in his build-up to and at the cross. In fact, what's interesting is the word there for stripes, lash, is also used in other parts of the New Testament. When Jesus would heal people, often upon them receiving their healing, he would say, "Be healed of your lash." You could say literally in English, Jesus said, "Be healed of your stripes," and they were healed. Jesus understood that disease was likened to a stripe, likened to a lash, and the way he could offer them healing for their stripes is because he would receive their stripes upon himself for them. Today, your disease was literally punished in the body of your Savior. Father, we declare that each and every single person facing sickness today, fearing sickness today, can receive a revelation that their disease was literally placed on Christ, stroke after stroke, lash after lash. He gave them healing. In Jesus' name, we are healed. Before you go, I want you to know receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside as a powerful moment to receive communion. And communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.